Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
7:13, that's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. Now, Shaquan.
Yes.
We've been saying that we've got an incredible announcement. We've got a huge announcement that we need to get to. It's an announcement that will, man, that will literally it's a culture shifting announcement, and here to help us announce this venture, this event, this whatever it is, this experience that's going to happen is none other than the Major League DJ's manager, Don Luca. Yo, Don.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning,
Don. How are you doing today?
It's a blessed day. It's a beautiful day. How are you guys doing?
No, we are fantastic, man. Where are you finding yourself exactly right now?
So I'm based in South Africa, Johannesburg to be specific. Mm. Obviously born and bred Namibian, but I'm here for greener pastures.
My man.
Yeah. The grass really... No. The grass is definitely greener on the other side in this case, right? Yes!
So check this out, Don.
Yes.
There's been a lot of rumors.
Mm-hmm.
And these rumors are alleging, saying that Major League DJs, apparently they are coming to Namibia. Is it even true? What you people, you must stop spazzing us about Major League DJs. You know, Namibia is too small for Major League DJs. Those guys are in the Americas and Europe. What will Major League DJs come as come do here in Namibia?
In little old Namibia.
Don, my good sir, the floor is yours. Please officially confirm this thing for us. Is it a rumor or is it the truth?
You know what? NSK, for me to actually announce this, I need to debunk the fact that Namibia is too small for any other platform like this. You know what I mean?
So
I know I get this a lot. I hear this a lot. Namibia is too small. It's a small market. It's a small this. Honestly, Namibia has been ready for major things. And that's why we're here this morning to confirm that 100% the Major League DJs, world-renowned, are bringing their platform called the Balcony Mix Africa to Namibia for the first time. It's history. It's going to be epic. And it's not about the country being small, but it's about a big platform coming to plug into a cultural setting. That's it.
Shoo. Major, man.
No, that is what I'm talking about, Shaquan.
So this is all happening on the 27th of September, right?
100%. The date is set for the 27th of September. So I'm asking every Namibian to start saving the coins between now and 11 o'clock when we go live for the tickets on web tickets. Secure your spots. We don't want you to miss out on this unbelievable experience. I always say that there are music events, then there is the Balcony Meets Africa experience.
Yes.
So that, for sure, is something no one wants to be left out on. September, yes, that's 100% the date that we have confirmed. It's happening at the Wanderers Sports Field in Pioneers Park from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. So I'm just warning, ladies, don't wear stilettos. Please, come in your sneakers. It's going to be a beautiful, long day. We don't want you to not enjoy this musical experience.
No, absolutely. Again,
we know you're going to rock up, but honestly, it's something that we've been talking about with the Major League DJs since last year, and it's now finally happening. We're super excited to really be here.
Now check this out, Shaquan and Don. The last time I saw the Major League DJs live, right, was at a hip-hop show at Palm Tree Park. I think, was it 10 years ago? 11 years ago.
I've never seen them in action.
They are incredible. And they did a hip-hop set.
Yeah.
Today, these guys are international.
Come on.
Don, walk us through this thing, man. Especially the Balcony Mix. How did it hit the international shores? How did it go viral like that?
So I'm glad you actually brought up their journey, right? So, I mean, I started working with them about 4 years ago. So in a nutshell, so what I do, I run a creative agency, and I am blessed to actually work with some of South Africa's biggest celebrities as part of the work we do in the creative space.
Come and on, Namibian beautiful king, yeah. You're trying to play it down, and I hear you! All right.
Yeah. 100%. So so the agency then obviously got in touch with them about 4 years ago to do work on one of our other global clients. And since then, we've really forged a partnership, and I've been able to see what they do. So in the last 10 years, they have migrated and really also become a pioneer of the Mapiano sound, right?
Mm.
And that's the transition that they were able to pivot into, which is now something that's globally acclaimed. But beyond that, they're always evolving. They're currently working on a new sound that I don't think Namibians are ready for.
Shoo.
It's going to be beautiful kind of like experience. And where they are today, the balcony mix is something they started during the COVID period when obviously people weren't allowed to go out.
So they started
playing off to their balcony at home and recording the series, and people were like, they would like to have this experience because they enjoyed the online experience, and they asked them to please bring it into a real life environment. So they then brought this whole experience into what is today one of the biggest live music experiences into offline, and people love it. I've been to one, and I have never stopped going to any other one that they announced thereafter.
Now, Don. I'm thinking about this experience, right? I'm thinking about this experience, and I'm just thinking how this will benefit the culture and probably also the economy. This side, walk us through those benefits for us as Namibians.
A very good question, honestly, because I think one thing that they really like to do, as in the Major League DJs, obviously we do know that they're going to have a stellar support lineup, which we'll announce in the next few weeks. Namibians, just hang on to your seats because the lineup is going to be killer. However, for the Major League DJs, one thing that's very important for them is to always plow back into the space they are. And the one thing we really want to do with this balcony mix is to plug into the creative economy of Namibia by actually giving one person an opportunity to share that platform with them when they're in the country. So a performance set. So we're going to do some activations with Fresh FM when we're searching for a live DJ kind of like mix experience, and any Namibian who believes they're good at DJing can come to our pop-up event, and they might be on stage with the Major League DJs, and you just don't know what goes from there, because they also love to collaborate with artists. They love to kind of like...
I was just about to ask, actually. Any collaborations in the pipeline, or probably even new music that's coming out anytime soon?
I mean, they're always bringing out new music. They are currently in the US doing some big projects there. They recently did something with Wiz Khalifa. So in terms of collaborations, I think they are one of the best that I know how to blend different sounds. Because you would, for example, not think that a Wiz Khalifa would be able to do something with them.
Mm.
But look at what they produced, one of the best kind of like songs that I've heard in the last year. So from a collaboration perspective, if you catch their eye, if your sound is good and you know your stuff, they are very, very happy to kind of like always look into doing stuff like that. And that could benefit a Namibian or Namibians at the end of the day. We just need to see where the talent is. And for me, it's all about the creative economy needs to benefit as well as the country itself. So we're going to work with local vendors. We're going to bring in, like, you know, the smaller guys who probably never get a chance to be at a big festival to do any kind of like experience. So we really want to give back in different ways through this global platform.
Let me tell you this, Shekwan. Putting American superstars, right, on our sounds does not always work out 100%. I remember when Americans first discovered piano and Afrobeats and so on, it just sounded weird. And I have to say, Major League DJs are really one of very few guys that can do that. Like, just like take the different sounds and just, you know, and just mix it and make it perfect.
Mm.
Now, 100%. Now, Dawn, you mentioned they are working on something, a new sound.
Yes.
Is it the three-step?
Yes, I mean, it's a fusion of I can't call it Afrotech because it's such a beautiful blend between the log drum being incorporated into, say, Afrotech kind of like sound, you know. So it's an innovation again from them, and it's already starting to catch traction, and they've been doing kind of like a lot of sets in the US at the different experiences where this sound is coming through. And honestly, I just think anyone who loves good music shouldn't miss an opportunity to be at the Balkany Mix African Namibia edition, because you're gonna hear different things, you're gonna experience a beautiful vibe. It's not just an event, it's a Balkany Mix Africa. That's what it is.
Come on, you know what? I have to say this to you, Don. I am not really someone that goes out a lot, right? This one I'm definitely coming out for, all right? But all I'm saying is we also want to experience the major league DJs. And I say this because a lot of the times when we go to events, right, we just see the talent on stage far removed from everybody. You know what I mean? You know, there's not even like a pop-up type of situation where, you know, the fans can take pictures with their people, whatever it is. Yes, I know a lot of energies. It's exhausting and all of that. The guys are touring the world, you know? But we need a little bit of a pop-up type of situation where mega league DJs can actually interact with us, you know, take pictures with their fans. Sure. I mean, I'm obviously going to be in the VVIP, but all I'm saying is the ordinary person that's listening also wants to get a little bit of a feel for the boys, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're going to make sure that we get to give people a beautiful experience. We're going to kind of like, to your point, how do we bring the Major League DJs, not just from a stage perspective, but to engage with the audience. So we're going to look at different ways to do it. Obviously, we do know that they are obviously big celebrities, so we need to take proper measures. However, yes, we'll always strive to make sure that they connect with the audience at a personal level. And the other thing is also how they set up their stage. They allow for audience to be on the balcony. I'm going to say it in inverted commas. So they engage with the audience, with an audience behind them. So it's already giving you a feel that they're welcoming you into the space. So absolutely, Shekran, I'm going to make sure that you get a picture on the day.
I'll hold you to it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Don Luca, thank you so much, my good sir. Thank you so much for putting the rumors to bed.
Yeah.
It's official. The Balkany Mix Africa experience is coming to the Land of the Brave, to Windhoek, in collaboration with Namibia's Heart and Soul on the 27th. Major League DJs back in the country. My goodness.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. And thank you guys for the opportunity, really, to just quickly share this news. And I just want to give a shout out to all our partners, obviously Fresh FM, our media partners, for making sure this message reaches the broad Namibian people, and then also Hunters, who's going to refresh us at the festival, and our partners Plug and Play, going to bring the production and sound to ensure that you guys absolutely get that beautiful sound, and then Web Tickets, where we are going to get our tickets from. Please guys, 11 o'clock, you can find the link in the bios on one of the Fresh FM posts that we're going to go live with. So get your tickets today. We're going to be having a beautiful experience, so you don't want to miss out on that.
Yeah. Before you go, Don, I actually just want to know, where in Namibia are you from?
So I'm actually born in Ondangwa.
Oh,
so,
you're from Ondangwa.
Yeah, 100%. So, born there. Grew up in Chumeb, though. And then I moved to South Africa in 2009. And that's basically been my journey today. So I still want to come back to Namibia and plant back, because I believe there's a lot I can do. And this is one of the things I want to start with, to bring this big platform to the country that everyone feels is too small. And I'm like, never.
Never.
And small, absolutely. We're going to rock it. And from there onwards, we're going to do bigger things.
All right, Don Luca, thank you so much for your time, my good sir. Major League DJ's commercial manager. Let's leave it at that. So that's the cat out of the bag. Was it the rabbit out of the head, Tuka?
Cat out the back is
cat,
also
cat out of the back. Okay, sharp. Yeah, okay. Stand and dusted. You'll have more details absolutely before the 27th of September, of course.
And the tickets go live at 11.
At 11, I believe. All right, cool. Let's get it.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.